come in, consists of 96 pound bags. If you bought fruit from the store, the grocer put that in what?
In the fruit bin. And then when you stood at home.
Well, let's say you wanted to, let's say you bought a couple apples or something like that. He put them in what for you?
You put them in a bag.
Now, what's that made of? When you say bag, what's that made
paper
of?
Paper bag.
Okay. If you have one made out of cloth, what would you call that?
You would call it a cloth bag.
What about that kind that's made out of that heavy cloth, that heavy,
what you call it, camera?
Okay. And what potatoes come in?
Potatoes would come in what they call a crocus bag.
And what about sugar? What would that come in?
Sugar would come under the paper bag or boxes, which we call a cotton.
And then what about nails? Would that come in?
Nails would come into a cardboard box, or whatever they would use, the salt box. Sometimes they would be stored into the paper bag, if you would call loose nails.
Mm-hmm. They have a small thing.
Then they have what they call now a cotton, which is a container, well, pound, 2 pounds, or 5 pounds of nail.
They have a small thing, sort of like a barrel, except smaller.
Yeah, well, they have what's called a cage.
In those days, did women used to bake their own bread?
Yes.
What kind of bread did they bake?
Well, they would bake spoon bread, biscuits, or rolls, which we call light bread.
Uh-huh.
But they would always use the term, you are fixing some light bread. That's the bread you use east in.
Uh-huh. Now, if you get it from the store, what do you call it then?
It's called a loaf of bread.
What about, now you mentioned spoon bread. How do you make that?
Spoon bread consists of cornmeal, warm water, eggs, and you put your ingredients in. Salt or baking powder if you need it.
There are other kinds of breads that you make with cornmeal.
Well, you can what you call the corn pone. They used to use that years ago. You don't see no more of that.
Yeah,
and that was back in the olden days. It was called corn pone. Then there was, I fixed another cornmeal, it was called the ash cake. It was set in the ashes,
uh-huh,
in the fire harvest.
Uh-huh. What about a little round thing like this for the hole in the center?
Well, that's called, back in the olden days, they used to call them muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that would have a hole in the center, or you'd bring it all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
Now they call them they call them donuts now.
You mentioned eggs. What do they call the inside part of the egg?
Well, there's a yolk, and there's the white of an egg. Mm-hmm.
And what color is the yolk?
The yolk is light yellowish.
Now, when you were working on it, well, I don't want to take away your time. We got about 10 minutes.
Look at me.
I got about 10 minutes to 11. Is that okay? I'll tell you what, you're giving me all kinds of really great information. I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea to, could I come back and talk to you some more? Maybe another day?
No, I can meet us over anytime.
I'm just loving what you're saying.
Well, sure, you can come in anytime. I just want to know the program.
Uh-huh.
Because I know a lot of the program consists of things that I don't want to get involved in.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But this is your program here. I would love to talk with you any day.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's cut this off. And I'll come back maybe tomorrow or the next. Are you here tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid. Now, see, I'm getting a lot of the work starting up. You could have done it. I'm trying to get now some set up down where I'm living.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not be able to get here every day. And I don't want to make any engagements now that I can't keep.
Right.
So I would much rather for you to come in. Or I would You have one of my cards? Call me.
What day do you usually come here?
Well, I come here on Wednesdays now. Okay. It would be. I don't miss Wednesdays.
Why don't we plan to meet next Wednesday?
That'd be fine with me.
Great.
That's a great idea.